USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The governor of Oregon wants federal agents out of Portland. Governor Kate Brown has accused federal agents of detaining protesters in unmarked vehicles. She told MSNBC that she has had trouble getting help to deal with the coronavirus pandemic compared to having federal troops on the streets of Portland.
We have citizens across the state that have been very hard hit by this virus, and we can't get either the financial support or the medical help that we need. Instead, the federal government chooses to deploy troopers on our streets, as you mentioned, which is purely political theater. It's not about public safety, and it's certainly not about problem solving.
Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum said the state would be filing a lawsuit against the federal government over the detention of those protesting racial inequality. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Election cyber threats by the Russians have dropped. More from USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
With fewer than 4 months before the 2020 general election, the United States is not seeing the same scale of cyber threats as it did in the last election. Compared to where things were in 2016, Chris Krebs, the director of Homeland Security, says we're not seeing that level of coordinated, determined cyber activity from any adversary. U.S. election cybersecurity has improved considerably since early 2017, when Homeland Security first reclassified elections as critical infrastructure. Tebbs touted his agency's work with state and local election officials, such as convincing many to install sensors that monitor for potentially malicious cyber activity. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Mixed numbers on Wall Street Friday. The Dow was down 63 points. The S&P 500 up 9 points. The NASDAQ up 29. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
What a German study says about children and the coronavirus and the feelings of one GOP congressman. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A study of 2,000 children and teachers at a school in Germany found very few coronavirus antibodies among them, suggesting that schools and young people do not play a big role in the transmission of the virus. The results show that out of 2,045 blood samples collected from students and teachers across 13 secondary schools in the region, only 12 samples were found to contain antibodies against COVID-19. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says if folks can go out and protest, kids can certainly go back to school.
What's more important, going to school or protesting? What's more important, going to church or protesting? Going to a loved one's funeral or protesting? Or how about this one? What's more important, going to work or protesting? It seems to me that the only thing the Democrats think you can do during COVID is protest, riot, and attack the police and defund the police.
The Supreme Court granted the Manhattan District Attorney's request to expedite their ruling, which rejected President Trump's claim of absolute immunity from a subpoena for 8 years of tax returns. Under normal circumstances, a Supreme Court decision takes about a month to go into effect, but the ruling will now go into effect immediately. The court allowed Trump's lawyers to challenge the subpoena on other grounds. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.